It's expected to last only about 3 minutes, but will be a major draw for local businesses and hotels, says Tourism Niagara on the Lake president Minerva Ward. On April 8, Niagara will welcome an influx of visitors looking for an ideal spot to take in the solar eclipse, as the region is said to be one of the best places in Canada to experience the rare natural phenomenon. Experts are referring to Niagara as a location where viewers will witness it in totality. The last total eclipse in North America was in 2017, and the next one won't occur until 2044. A report at Tuesday night's Committee of the Whole meeting addressed emergency preparedness efforts the town is taking, and stated that there will be a number of private events held and a rush of tourists to the area. While it is still early and local businesses are in the planning stages of what they're going to offer, Ward said the day of the eclipse, Monday, April 8, and the weekend leading up to it, will be much busier than what is typically seen in town. All the hotels will be sold out and it will be a beneficial time for restaurants, wineries and retail stores to take advantage of the guests who are planning to come to town. I'm anticipating the town will be full, and it will create opportunities for businesses to get people in their door, she said in an interview with the local. Ward said the tourism organization doesn't need to advertise outside the region that the eclipse is taking place and that this area will be one of the best to experience it because people already know. We don't need to market. They're already coming, she said. NOTL Tourism's task will be sharing information about what is being offered for those who are coming, she added. An event that has already been confirmed is one at Ravine Vineyard Estate Winery, hosted by Grape Escape Wine Tours. I suspect that a lot of businesses, right now, are planning for events, she said, adding that a call went out about 2 weeks ago asking what everyone has in mind. It is anticipated that the Niagara region will see the arrival of millions of people as the path of totality will be directly over part of the peninsula, says the staff report by Fire Chief Jay Plato on Tuesday's agenda. Regular regional meetings are taking place discussing measures each municipality is considering to maintain regular essential services, such as emergency services, said Plato. The town is represented in these meetings to learn of local events and make appropriate decisions about maintaining its essential services on the days leading up to, during and following the eclipse. His report says town communication staff are actively participating in various eclipse preparedness efforts, including attending regular meetings with other communications teams from Niagara municipalities. It was unknown at press time whether there was any discussion about the issue at Tuesday night's meeting. District School Board of Niagara and Niagara Catholic District School Board have both declared the day of the eclipse a PA day.